Yesterday we started Siman Reish Lamed. We will be, hopefully maybe, page 288. So we learned a very interesting halacha. Halacha is interesting. But the concept is when we daven, now there's two different ideas. Dor HaShulchan also mentions this. There's an idea of tefillah, and there's an idea of hodah. Hodah means thanks. So tefillah is prayer. Prayer, tefillah only works, as we saw yesterday, that's the Aleph in Reish Lamed, for something that didn't happen yet. Something, you're davening for something in the future. Now, what the Machaber didn't talk about, but the Rosh Hashanah talks about, is Hodah. Something happened already, you're supposed to be grateful for it. We'll see maybe that, about that today. Those are two different ideas, prayer and Hodah. So, the Machaber said that if you daven for something that already happened, so that's a tefillah shav. That's a false, a wasted, an empty tefillah. So one of the examples, there were a few examples given by the Mechaber. One is somebody's wife is expecting, so you say, you daven that should be a boy, but after 40 days, the gender's been determined already, so like, what are you doing? And the other examples given, coming to a city, going into a city, again, there's gangs in the city, so you, before you come into the city, you daven, Hashem, you should protect me. The first case that was mentioned by the Mechaber was that you're coming into the city, you know, or you're in a city or whatever, and you hear a cry, a scream, you hear an ambulance going. So if a person says, Yehi ratzon shelo yehe kol zeh b'sof beisi, if you said that, Hashem, it should be your ratzon that it that thing that's going on, that ambulance shouldn't be going to my house. So that's a tefillah shav. That's a wasted, false tefillah. Why? Because it happened already, right? In other words, chas v'shalom, something happened in your house. The ambulance is going there. That happened already. So you can't daven Hashem. It should be that it's not going to my house, right? Now, I don't think I mentioned yesterday. It's a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan brings down Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos says that a person can say, "Muftacheni she'ein zeh b'sof beisi." See the ambulance going down to your house. You could say, "I'm sure it's not from my house." And he brings down a case that's what Hillel used to say. The Hillel Azaken Amar Kain. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, what's Pshan in that? That Hillel, again, if you saw an ambulance going down the road and, right, saw an ambulance going over, you heard a blood curdling, somebody screaming and crying, so I'm sure it's not from my house. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can only do that if you're a big tzaddik. Meshumu amro lo yira nachon libo b'tok b'Hashem. The pasuk says someone who's a tzaddik, shmur ro lo yira, he doesn't have to worry about a bad tiding. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, so you could explain what Hillel said in two different ways. Very interesting. One is the inyan is parish b'shnei panim. You can explain what Hillel did in one of two ways. Echad kipshuto. One is like the simple explanation of what he did. Shubatuk she'ein zeh b'sof beiso. He was sure that wasn't in his house. Why? He was such a tzaddik. So, you know, it wouldn't happen. Listen to the second one. The second pshat that Aruch HaShulchan says, Mimnei shehirgil es b'nei beiso sheyikablu hakol b'simcha. Hein tov hein lehepech. Because Hillel educated, was mechanech his family, that they had tremendous bitachon. And so whatever happened, good or bad, she'kabal al-kol b'simcha, everything was mekubal b'simcha, but it's good or the opposite. Im kain, therefore, memela afilu im haya chas v'sholom karam ezet sara. So Hillel heard somebody screaming, like a tragedy. So he said, I know it's not from my house. I'm certain it's not from my house. Why? Because second shot says, because even chas v'sholom, something bad happened, lo yizakul b'kolos, they wouldn't be crying. They wouldn't be screaming. He was sure his family wouldn't be screaming. They would accept everything with love and not scream. It's an amazing Aruch HaShulchan. Idea of chinuch, in other words, Hillel was not only a great person, but he was mechanuch his family that you see an ambulance, you know, people screaming, people, I know that it's not coming from my house. He was sure. He was certain because he was mechanuch them in that way. So he was certain there wasn't it from his family. Amazing Aruch HaShulchan. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that to you. Okay, let's just do base a little quickly. So along those lines, anichnas lamud es grono, a person's about to take account, like figure out what's in his silo. Omer yiratzon Hashem Elokai shetishlok bracha bekerizeh. Hashem, you should give a bracha in this mound of wheat. Hilchel lamud, but once you started counting the silo, the tonnage of the silo, Omer Baruch Hashaleach Bracha Bekeriyaze. That is, so you say, thank you, Hashem, for giving a bracha. Different, right? In other words, you started counting it, so you can't daven Hashem. What, Hashem should make it grow like in front of your eyes? I mean, right? You see how much it is. So what are you doing? You're doing the other thing, the Baruch Hashem. You're giving thanks, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for giving a bracha, that you gave a bracha to this silo of reed, whatever you want to call it. Madad be'achakach birich, but let's say you counted and then you said, Hashem, give a bracha to this hareza tefillah shav. So that's wasted. Why? Another important rule. She'ein bracha metsuya ela bedavra hasomoy, because bracha only comes from something that is somoy, was somoy, so explains in the brackets, ne'lam ve'enonir, something that is hidden, mina ayin, the Mechaber finishes. Something that's hidden from the eye. Something that's hidden on the eye. Right. So therefore, once something is out in the open, and you start counting it, and so on and so forth, so then you can't ask for a bracha for it because it's already out in the open. Okay, tomorrow, Belinda, we'll get into something else. Medicines, medical treatments. What do you do about that? How do you daven? What do you daven for successful medical treatment? We'll get to that. Okay.